Today's parasha is called Maaseh, and it's found in Numbers 33:1 through 36:13. And Father, I just pray that you would use me as your vessel, willing to speak whatever you want me to speak this morning. And I pray that the hearts of my brothers and sisters would be open to receive your word, and that they would leave this place a different person, Lord, because of your implantation of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the title of the portion that I picked is in chapter 36, and it says, Inheritance of Zelophehad's Daughters. And I just have a question. How many of you have ever received an inheritance or will receive an inheritance? If you know what that's like, okay. These four daughters that they're talking about received land inheritance to the tribe of Joseph, and they were blessed for that. But some of the Israelites complained, and they said that the daughters would get married to other tribesmen, and when they passed away, the land would go to the other tribes. So they were kind of upset about that, and they complained to Moses. And sometimes our family, grandparents, parents, they give us a word from God when we're young. And some of us didn't have grandparents or parents that were believers when you were young, but God has given you like a word of promise. And it's like an inheritance. And we are to guard that inheritance and share it with those that God shows us to in love. And in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 36, it says, you need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what he has promised. And so this land inheritance was kind of like receiving a word from God, a promise from God. And some of the people complained, but once the Lord spoke to Moses, he told Moses that they were to marry within their tribes so that the land would automatically go back to the same tribe of Joseph. And in chapter 36, verse 6, it says, so the daughters were told they can have an inheritance as long as they marry within their father's clan. So in keeping with the tribal inheritance of the land is kind of like the word that God has given us. And we can be thankful for that word that God gives us. According to Timothy, 2 Timothy 1:6, it says, for this reason I remind you to fan into flame the word, the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands. You know, in the Orthodox families in Israel and around the world, the fathers, the leader of the household, would place their hands on the heads of the oldest children to the youngest and pray for them and bless them, and almost like giving them a word of promise. And today we see that with believing families, that fathers and mothers give their children and grandchildren words of promise, words of hope from scriptures. And they hold on to those words and quote them years later. I remember one time I was in Jerusalem, and I met the mayor of Jerusalem, and he asked all of us why we were there. And when it came to my turn, I just told him the truth. I told him that my grandfather told me to never forget to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for those who pray for it shall be secure. And he said, very good, very well. And so I was very blessed by the mayor saying that and asking that question, and for God giving me the right answer, because I didn't know what I was going to say before then. So anyway, Zelophehad's daughters did as the Lord commanded Moses. And their names were Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah. They married their cousins, and they kept the land in the clan. We have a responsibility to carry on the message or word of promise to our specific family to carry on God's messages to our next generations and to others. Shabbat Shalom.